我们再次欢迎我们亲戚朋友以及我们组内的弟兄姐妹，我们来参加第二个晚上的布道聚会。
We once again welcome all of our brothers, sisters, and friends and family here tonight for the second night of evangelical services.
我们现在就奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的布道聚会。
And now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's evangelical service.
一起来唱赞美诗237首。
Let us now sing hymn 237.
我们请会众仍然肃立。
Please remain standing.
我们再一次的低头来向天上的神献上我们诚挚的祈祷。
Let us now bow our heads and pray sincerely to our heavenly Father above.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，万有的主宰，怜悯世人的耶稣基督。
Our Heavenly Father, the Lord over all, and the merciful God above.
我们感谢您，我们称颂你的圣名不断。
We thank you and we praise your glorious name.
感谢您照着我们预定的时间，我们顺利的来举开第二场的布道聚会。
We thank you that according to your arranged time, we now have the second night of evangelical service.
同时也再一次的感动我们亲戚朋友拨忙来参加。
And that you have moved our beloved friends and family to come join us tonight.
借着你的仆人来传讲得救的信息。
To allow your servant to speak the words of your salvation.
从昨天晚上你的仆人的信息当中，我们晓得主啊，你是赏赐我们平安的神。
From the message from your servant last night, we know that you are the Lord who gives peace.
我们在世上有苦难，但是在你里头有平安。
Even though in this world we have trouble, but in you we have peace.
让我们能够不胆怯，让我们能够不忧愁。
So that we do not have fear nor trouble in you.
主啊，你不但是赏赐平安的主，并且也是赏赐我们生命的主。
O Lord, not only are you the Lord who gives peace, but also the Lord who gives life.
因为你曾经告诉我们说，你就是道路，你就是真理，你就是生命。
Because you yourself have told us that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
是的，我们世上的人生命都有限。
Of course, we know that our lives in this world are limited.
但是我们都不知道，当我们生命走到尽头的时候，我们要往哪里去。
And sometimes we do not know where we will go after our life in this world ends.
从古至今，所有的人们不断地在努力寻找生命延续的方法。
And throughout history, people have sought the way to eternal life.
也都想得着那个永远的生命。
And have earnestly yearned for eternal life.
到底要怎么样才能得着这个永恒的生命？
So how can we find this precious eternal life?
主啊，祈求您借着晚上你说借着仆人传讲的信息，让我们明白这个奥秘。
O Lord, through the words through your servant tonight, let us understand this mystery.
也借着圣灵的运行让我们亲戚朋友不但能够明白，并且愿意来接受。
And also through the movement of your Holy Spirit, may the friends and family who are with us tonight also understand and accept this.
我们把以下的聚会再次的恭恭敬敬交在你的手中。
Once more, we humbly offer our service tonight into your hands.
我们也把一切荣耀、颂赞、尊贵以及权柄都归在你的圣名之下，直到永远。
May all the praise, glory, and honor be unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
晚上同样我们要请到这个总会差派的田辉王传道在此播讲。
And tonight, we will ask our preacher Tian from Taiwan again to deliver a message.
在田传道正道之前我们要邀请圣何西教会的诗班来献唱赞美神的诗歌。
Before he delivers his sermon, we will invite the San Jose choir to offer up hymns of praise.
我们现在就请诗班出场。
So let us receive the San Jose Choir.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord.
各位亲朋好友、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Our friends and family and brothers and sisters, peace to all of you.
愿神施恩祝福大家。
May the Lord grant His grace upon everyone.
我们也非常谢谢刚刚教会诗班所献的诗歌。
We also thank the Church San Jose Choir for offering these hymns.
因为他们在主里面享受主的生命。
Because they enjoy life in the Lord.
所以才有这个机会能够在这里为主唱诗赞美神。
So they have the opportunity to offer up these hymns for the Lord.
啊，今晚跟大家谈分享的是主赏赐人生命。
And tonight we would like to talk about this topic, how the Lord gives life.
在最近这十年来左右啊。
In the recent 10 years.
我们看到世界各地有许多天灾地变。
We can see that there are many disasters and changes in this world.
比如像台湾的921大地震。
For example, the great earthquake in Taiwan in September 21st.
夺走了两千多条的人命。
And there were 2,000 lives lost.
那接着这个印尼大地震及海啸。
And we know about the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami.
也冲击到附近的国家和其他的城市。
It reached across the ocean to many different countries.
也造成了很大的伤亡。
And there was a lot of loss there.
有很多家里人不见了亲人。
And many people lost the lives of their family.
再来，这个大陆的四川的汶川大地震。
And we know that in also China, Sichuan, there was also a great earthquake.
那当初发生这个大地震的时候。
And when the earthquake occurred.
到现在有一些城市都不能恢复。
Even till now, there are several cities that are not recovered.
因为山河变色。
Because the entire landscape changed.
这些城市称为死城。
So they are considered dead cities.
那再来，日本也是有个大地震。
And there was also a great earthquake in Japan.
造成大海啸。
And also a tsunami.
也冲击到他们的城市。
And it also affected their cities.
结果也造成了这个核电厂的问题。
And because of that, there was a disaster at the nuclear plant.
也是有许多的伤亡。
And there was a lot of loss of life.
到现在有这个核子原料的问题啊，很多地方已经不能靠近了。
And because of the nuclear disaster, there are many places that cannot be approached.
可能要用很长很多年时间才能慢慢消化掉。
So it is likely that it will require much time, many years for it to resolve.
那有些国家里面有战争。
And there are wars in many nations.
有的甚至落后民族、落后的国家有这个疾病的侵害。
And also many developing countries suffer from epidemics.
有的甚至啊没有食物可以吃。
And there are places where there is no food to eat.
其实我们人的生命啊，在这个世界也是处于一个不安定和危险的状态。
So we know that our human life in this world is very unstable and insecure.
什么时候要发生什么，没有人能够定准。
No one knows what will happen.
在圣经里面呢。
In the Bible.
谈到有关生命的问题的时候。
When it talks about the issue of human life.
也有做这样的一些描写。
There are many descriptions.
我们来看一下诗篇的九十篇。
Let us read Psalm number 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
九十篇的第九节。
Psalm 90 verse 9.
这里记载说我们人经过的日子。
Here it says, in all of our days have passed.
都在神震怒之下。
Passed away in your wrath.
我们度尽的年岁。
We finish our years.
好像一声叹息。
Like a sigh.
这是古圣徒摩西写的一首诗歌。
This was a psalm written by the saint Moses.
说我们人一生的日子啊。
He said, our life in this world.
好像一声叹息啊。
Is like a sigh.
叹息在原文的字义。
This word sigh in the original text.
也就是讲着人一吸，呼吸，吸跟呼啊。
It implies that both breathing in and out.
我们这个累了，我们自然会叹息一声嘛。
Many times when we are tired, we will naturally sigh.
我们是一些事情没办法，也会叹息一声嘛。
And when we feel discouraged, we also sigh.
可是圣经里面描写说人的一生生命就好像一声叹息啊，这么样的短暂呢。
But the Bible here describes our entire life like a sigh. It's that short.
你试看看，如果你一吸一呼动作不会，你就是要离开这世界了。
And just think, if you can't even take in or breathe out your breath, that means your life is over.
所以在 台湾有一个少数民族啊。
So in Taiwan, there's a minority group.
他们有一句话这样讲。
And they have a saying that goes like this.
他说：“祝你呼吸顺畅。”
And the saying is, "May your breath be smooth."
这个意思就是祝你健康。
That means, may you have good health.
你呼吸顺畅，你就是活着嘛。
If you are breathing easily, you are living.
你试试看看，几秒钟不能呼吸，这个人就很容易变成植物人呢。
And if you don't breathe for even a few minutes, then you might become disabled or a vegetable.
所以我们人生的生命，圣经描写真的非常短暂呢。
So the Bible describes our life as being very short.
我们看看雅各长老他怎么说。
Let's also read how the elder James described it.
雅各长老，我们来看这个第四章。
Let's read James chapter
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四章的十三节到十五节。
James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
这里你们有话说。
You who say,
今天明天我们要往某城里去。
Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city.
在那里住一年。
Spend a year there.
做买卖得利。
Buy and sell.
其实明天如何你们还不知道。
Whereas you don't know what will happen tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？
For what is your life?
你们原来是一片云雾。
It is even a vapor.
出现少时就不见了。
That appears for a little time and then vanishes
away. 你们只当说主若愿意。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills.
我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做那事。
We shall live and do this or that.
今天我们世界的人类啊。
Today, we who live in this world.
都是为了自己家庭的生活。
Everyone is struggling to help their family survive.
有些会离开自己的城市到别的城市去工作。
Many people will leave their own home to go to other cities to work.
甚至有的国与国之间，他就会做一个移民呢，为了生活。
Some people even immigrate to another country in order to live.
都是为了做买卖得利嘛。
And to buy and sell and make a profit.
还不是为了让我们的生命可以延续下去。
Isn't it just to earn a livelihood?
让我们的家里能够有传承。
In order to give an inheritance to our family.
其实雅各长老这样讲。
But the elder James said.
明天怎么样，我们都不知道。
You do not know what will happen tomorrow.
所以他对生命的解释这样说。
So his explanation of life.
里面原来是一片云雾。
It is even a vapor.
出现一下就不见了。
That appears for a little time and then vanishes.
这个云雾是怎么产生的？
How does a vapor occur?
大地的蒸汽往上升。
It is the water that evaporates into the air.
然后到了半空中。
And then when it goes into the air,
它就积满了这个雨水。
It will accumulate water, rain.
就出现了这些云雾。
And there will be clouds in the sky.
它如果被风吹就不见了。
If the wind blows, it will disappear.
下完雨了也不见了。
And after it rains, it will also disappear.
我们的人的生命啊。就这么无助。
Our life is this effervescent.
用一下就没有了。
After a little while, it's gone.
风一吹就不见了。
After a wind blows, it disappears.
那我们的生命是到底支柱点在什么地方呢？
So where can we establish our life?
所以这里讲得很好。
So it says here.
我们的生命好像一片云雾。
That our life is like a vapor.
也没有任何一个人可以用他的能力，他的双手去抓住这个生命。
No one can use their own hands to grab onto their life.
所以传道书里面这样说。
So in the book of Ecclesiastes, it
says, 不管是富有人，
no matter if you are wealthy,
贫穷人，
or poor,
或者是好人坏人，
or good or evil,
无人能免这一场生命的生死之战。
No one can overcome death.
对于一个有宗教信仰的基督徒来讲，
And to a Christian who has this belief.
在十五节，我们只当说主若愿意。
In verse 15, we ought to say, if the Lord wills.
我们就可以做这事，也可以做那事。
We shall live and do this or that.
所以，生命就是这样的短暂。
So life is very short.
生命也不是我们人可以透过计划就把它留住的。
And we can't plan how long to live.
其实圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible states very clearly.
生命真的是这位主耶稣基督所赏赐给我们世人的。
That our life is something our Lord Jesus Christ gives us.
为什么我们会这样讲？
Why would we say this?
我们就根据三个方向跟大家谈分享。
So we'll look at this from three points of view.
我们请看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn now to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John, chapter 1.
第一章的第三节、第四节。
John, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
第三节
John chapter 1,
万物是借着他造的
All things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是被借着神造的
And without him, nothing was made that was made.
第四节
Verse 4.
生命在他里头
In him was life.
这生命是人的光
And the life was the light of men.
这里很直接告诉我们、啊、
Here it says to us directly.
凡是天底下所有的万物的生命
All things, all life in this world,
都是被这位创造宇宙万物的造物主所赐予的。
We're made through Him, meaning the Lord and Creator of the entire universe.
所有生命都是在他里面呢。
In Him was life.
有了生命，我们人才能够生存。
Only with life can we continue.
所以有生命，人才有光嘛。
And therefore, life is our light.
那这生命怎么来的？
Where does life come from?
我们来看这个创世纪第二章。
Let's turn now to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章的第七节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
第七节。
Genesis 2,
神用地上的尘土造人。
And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground.
将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
And breathed into his nostrils.
他就成了有灵的活人。
The breath of life, and man became a living
being. 也就是我们人类的始祖亚当。
This is our great ancestor Adam.
在创世纪的第一章到第二章里面。
In Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
圣经直接交代了两个非常重要的来源。
The Bible describes the origins of two important things.
第一个来源就是世界怎么来的。第一章讲得很清楚。
And chapter 1, it tells us where the world came from.
神用他的话语创造这宇宙万物。
Through his word, God created the entire universe.
第二个重要的来源
The second origin
是谈到人类是怎么来的
is how God created humankind.
是神照着他的形象 God, 用尘土来造男造女。来造男
God created man in his own image.
然后将生气
and then,
将神的气吹在这鼻孔人这人的鼻孔里
breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成为有灵就是有生命的人
and he became a living being meaning he had spirit.
这里让我们看到人类的来源
This tells us the origin of humans.
是神直接创造的。
It is God that created us.
并且神把这个生命放在这个人里面。
And it is God who gave us life.
就成为了有生命的活人啊。
And only then did this man become a living being.
这是很清楚地告诉我们啊。
So this tells us very clearly.
为什么主赏赐生命给人呢？
Why did God give us life?
因为证明他生命是在他里面。
It is to show that life resides in God.
也是他把这生命就放在人的里头啊。
And life is God's to give to us.
我们第二部分要来谈的。
The second part that we will discuss.
在还没有谈到第二部分的时候。
But before we get to that.
我们就想到这个圣经里面有一位妇人。
We think of an example of a woman in the Bible.
她名字叫 Hannah.
Her name was Hannah.
当她感受到这位全能的主
When she recognized and knew this Almighty God.
能够垂听她的祈求
And knew that he could listen to her prayer.
就是一个不会生孩子的妇人结果会生了
And she was a woman who could not have children.
就是生了这个撒母耳先知
But through her prayer, she was able to have a son named Samuel.
这个时候，她得到灵的感动，做了这么美好的一个见证。
And when that happened, she was moved by the Spirit to write a psalm.
我们一起来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
撒母耳记上的第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
第二章我们看这个第六节、第七节。
Let us read verses 6 and 7.
六节、七节。
1 Samuel 2, verses 6 and 7.
神使人死，也使人活。
The Lord kills and makes alive.
神使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
He brings down to the grave and brings up.
他使人贫穷，也使人富足。
The Lord makes poor and makes rich.
使人卑微，也使人高贵。
He brings low and lifts up.
六节、七节里面不就是在讲我们人的生活内容吗？
And in verses 6 and 7, doesn't it describe our life?
这一切都掌控在神的手中哦。
Everything is in God's hands.
尤其生命是在祂里面。
Especially life.
所以我们 人能够活着。
So that we are able to live.
这就证明了。
Proves.
祂就是将生命安置在人的里面嘛。
That God has given us life.
那第二个部分我们要谈的。
The second thing that we would like to discuss.
也就是谈到祂是。赏赐生命给人。
That he granted us life.
我们来看使徒行传十七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传的十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
十七章请看二十五节。
Verse 25.
我们从二十四节看起。
Let's start from verse 24.
现在宇宙和其中万物的神。
God, who made the world and everything in it.
而创造宇宙的这位神。
Since he is Lord of heaven and earth.
既是天地的主。
He is Lord of heaven and earth.
就不住人手所造的殿。
He does not dwell in temples made with hands.
也不用人的手去服侍。
Nor is he worshipped with men's hands.
好像缺少什么。
As though he needed anything.
他自己倒将生命气息万物赏赐给万人。
Since he gives life, gives to all life, breath and all things.
所以我们在这里看见。
So we can see here,
他倒将生命赏赐给我们人类啊。
That God gives to us all life.
古圣徒耶伯，他在耶伯记里面呢，我们也看到了这么样的一句话。
And Job also spoke these words.
我们请看耶伯记的十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 12.
耶伯记十二章。
Job chapter 12.
十二章的第十节。
Job chapter 12, verse 10.
在这里耶伯这样说。
Here, Job says,
凡活物的生命和人类的气息都在神手中。
In whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind?
所以我们很清楚地明白。
So we can understand clearly.
今天的生命并不是我们人类自己创造。
That life is not something that we humans can create.
也不是用科技的文明啊，能够真的创造人类的生命。
And through science, we do not have any way of giving life.
所以这个生命的创造是人类无法用各种方法来取代的。
So life is not something that we have the ability to control.
这是神赋予人一个生命的奥秘。
This is the mystery that God has granted us.
所以想到这里啊。
So when we think of this,
我们可以在福音书里面呢、啊、
，We can see in the Gospels
看到耶稣基督亲自为这个让死人复活有三件神迹。
That there is recorded three instances of Jesus raising someone from the dead.
一个是管会堂埃鲁的女儿，他让他从死里复活。
One was the daughter of the caretaker of the temple.
一个是拿因城的寡妇的儿子死掉，耶稣让他从死里复活。
And another was the son of the widow was also raised from the dead.
那第三个是为他所亲爱的拉撒路死掉四天，使他从死里复活。
And the third was his beloved Lazarus who was dead for 4 days and Jesus raised him.
所以他是一个让人从死里复活的一位神呢、啊、
？So he is the God who can resurrect us from the dead.
他可以赐给人类，也可以收取人类的生命。
He can give life and he can take life away.
我们一起来看约翰福音的十一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 11.
约翰福音的十一章第三节。
John chapter 11 verse 3。
拉撒路的姐妹就打发两个人去见耶稣说
Lazarus's two sisters sent a messenger to Jesus saying,
主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
因为这个时候耶稣基督在别的地方啊
At that time,
在传讲福音啊
The Lord Jesus was preaching elsewhere.
耶稣并没有马上到他们家去哦
But he did not go to their house right away.
我们来看那个十四节
Let's read verse 14.
耶稣就明明地告诉门徒们说拉撒路死了
And Jesus said to his disciples plainly Lazarus is dead
我们再来看39节
Let's also read 39
耶稣说你们把石头挪开
Jesus said take away the stone
那死人的姐姐马大对他说
Martha the sister of him who was dead
主啊他现在必定是臭了
Lord by this time there's a stench
因为他死了四天了
For he has been dead for 4 days
我们人不都是要经过这样的一个过程吗
Aren't we all destined to have this kind of fate?
生重病了
If we have an illness
死了
We will die
臭了
And we will stink
为什么
Why?
生命不在啊我们的身体又归回到尘土里面去嘛
When we do not have life our body returns to dust
你这个身体的躯壳就没有用啊
Then you will have no use for this body anymore
它已经不能再呼吸了
It cannot breathe
没有生命的迹象了
There is no sign of life
人都会走到这一个最后的一个关头啊。
Every one of us will go through this process.
但是这位耶稣基督
But here, the Lord Jesus.
面对这种事情啊。
When he faced this problem.
后来他进去这个坟墓里面。
He went into the tomb.
41节以下我们就看到。
In verse 41 on,
他们把石头挪开。
They took away the stone.
耶稣就举目向天父祷告。
And Jesus lifted up his eyes and prayed.
然后43节我们看到。
In verse 43.
他大声呼喊说拉撒路出来啊。
He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
44节。
44.
那个死人就走出来了耶。
And then that dead person walked out.
连写约翰福音的作者都认定那个人已经死了耶。
Even the author of this gospel recognized he was dead.
死人就站起来走出来耶。
But that dead person stood up and walked out.
那你想想看。
So think about it.
如果我们的家里人已经死去的，我们已经死去的家里人了。
If one of our family members died.
死了四天突然跑出来，你会怎么想？
And after 4 days, they came out of the tomb. What would you think?
你怎么想啊？
What would you think?
外面的人啊，就要去收金啊，找法师在那边。去给你怎么样怎么样的
Somebody might think that you're crazy
可是这里很清楚的
But
here, 耶稣基督又把失去的生命再放回到这个死人身上
It is very obvious that Jesus was able to take the life that was lost and put it back in his body
哇这真的是活生生的见证
So this is a true living testimony
我们在第四节里面看到
In verse 4, we see.
以及在四十节里面看到。
In verse 4, it says,
原来耶稣基督要透过这件神迹。
Jesus, through this miracle,
来证明什么?
What was he going to prove?
就是在二十五节里面讲的。
It says in verse 25,
他说复活在我,生命也在我。
I am the resurrection and the life.
为了要荣耀他。
In order to glorify God.
所以这是一个他行神迹很重要的目的。
So this was the main purpose of his miracle.
他不但说复活在我，生命也在我。
Not only did he say, I am the resurrection and the life.
他甚至用真实的行动行出神迹让死人复活。
He used this very real action to allow a dead person to live.
所以我们非常非常的肯定主赏赐人生命。
So we can know absolutely that God gives life.
第三个方向我们要讲的。
The third thing that we will need to discuss.
就是讲到耶稣就是生命。
Is that Jesus is the life.
我们来看这个约翰福音的十四章。
Let us turn now to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
十四章的第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣在这里说，我就是生命。
Jesus said, I am the life.
如果不是透过他，没有人能够到神的国度那里去。
No one can go to the heavenly Father except through him.
我们肉体的生命都是一样短暂无用。
Our physical bodies are all the same. It is useless after a while.
但是在他里面有一个永远的生命。
But within it, there is an eternal life.
只有透过耶稣基督，你才能够拥有这种永远的生命，进到神的国度那里去。
And it is only through our Lord Jesus Christ that your life can enter into the eternal heaven.
所以我们透过约翰福音里面所记载的道理。
So from the teachings in the Gospel of John.
跟大家谈了三个方向。
We have looked at these three aspects.
来证明主耶稣基督赏赐给人生命。
To prove that our Lord Jesus Christ gives us life.
他曾经在传福音的时候这样宣告说。
And when he was preaching, he once said,
我们来看那个约翰福音的第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第八章的十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光。
Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
But have the light of life.
耶稣在这里宣告说，我是世界的光。
Jesus proclaimed, I am the light of the world.
愿意跟从他，相信他。
Anyone who is willing to follow him and believe in him.
就不会在黑暗里面走。
Will not walk in darkness.
必要得着耶稣基督的生命的光哦。
But will receive the light of his life.
这真是你我大家，全世界人类应该要走的路线。
And this is the direction that you and I and everyone in this world should follow.
因为耶稣就是生命。
Because Jesus is the life.
谈到这里，我们要跟大家分享个见证。
And when we come here, we should share a testimony with everyone.
在最近有一个见证。
Recently, there's a testimony.
就是安息日领会完的时候。
After a day of Sabbath service,
有一对年轻的夫妇啊，就跑来找传道。
A young couple came to the preacher.
本来这个传道有事。
Originally, the preacher had some business.
但是这一对夫妇在请求。
But they had a special request.
传道，你能不能跟我们到医院去看我的妹妹？
They asked the preacher to please go with them to visit their sister in the hospital.
因为她的妹妹被关在精神病院里面。
Because their sister was in the mental hospital.
大学毕业之后。
After she graduated from college.
去上班。
She had a job.
结果在工作的场所，因为人的勾心斗角啊。
But because in that workplace there were a lot of politics.
她感觉到每天都有压力。
She experienced a lot of stress.
后来对自己的能力越来越没有自信。
And she lost confidence in her abilities.
人就渐渐走进到忧郁症里面。
And she gradually fell into a deep depression.
其实越文明科技进步的国家。
Actually, the countries and societies which are
或者是在开发中的国家里面了。
More advanced or
现在已经很多人患有忧郁症或躁郁症的问题。
More developing are often falling into depression and anxiety.
或者是精神分裂症。
Or else a mental illness.
这种病人越来越多哎。
There are more and more of these kinds of illnesses.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
所以医生的治疗都是会放在精神病院里面。
So in these severe cases, they have to be admitted to a mental hospital.
不管是物理的治疗。
Whether through physical therapy,
不管是精神的治疗
or
这种人
psychotherapy,
都会编列到那个精神病院里头啊。
They have to undergo this treatment in the mental ward.
后来这个传道人就答应要跟他们去了。
So the preacher went with them.
那就到那个医院的精神病院大楼。
And so he entered into the psychiatric ward.
哎在六楼的地方啊
，On the sixth floor，
因为事先有通知里面的人，所以他们就安排要在一个小房间里面见面。
They had to first arrange for this meeting to occur, and so they met in a small visiting room.
一进到小房间的时候
，When they entered the room，
这个传道人看到这个小姐
，The preacher saw this young woman，
长得很高大
，She was very tall。
但是这个传道人一看，哎， 他除了忧郁症还有啊，他没办法控制自己的心神呢。
And even though she, in addition to depression, she was unable to control her emotions.
原来这个人被魔鬼侵扰。
And the preacher could tell that it was Satan who was disturbing her.
非常的邪气。
And it was very evil.
这个传道人一进来的时候。
When the preacher entered the room.
诶，他就这么大的高大的这个身材啊，他就跳。直接立定就直接跳到那个桌子上面了。
And immediately, she jumped onto the table.
然后又在空中这样跳到那个沙发椅上面来。
And then from there, she jumped onto the sofa.
又站在一个椅子的顶端都不会倒哎。
And she was standing on a very narrow ledge, but did not fall.
如果是真的中国功夫啊，那不得了啊，这个人。
And if she had practiced kung fu, it would be an
amazing feat. 那么大的身体，好轻啊，就是空中这样挥来挥去，跳来跳去。
Even though she was very tall, she was able to move very nimbly.
不是单纯的忧郁症哎。
So it was not just a simple case of depression.
这个传道就在里面，奉耶稣的名赶撒旦。
So the preacher said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan."
又再一次的在那边讲一句，奉耶稣的名叫你安静。
And also, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to be quiet.
她就马上掉下来。
And then she came down.
就坐在那边安静。
And she sat there quietly.
这个时候才明白啊。
And then we understood.
原来她患这个病已经将近十年了。
That she had actually been suffering with this for about 10 years.
那家里为了医她的病。
And the family, in order to help her.
她妈妈很早就过世。
Her mother suffered so much that she passed away.
所以她爸爸也不能上班，为了照顾这个孩子。
And the father had to quit his job in order to take care of her.
忧郁症的人啊，一心就是想要自杀。
And people with severe depression are thinking about suicide.
还好她每次自杀都不成功哎。
But after many attempts, fortunately, she did not
succeed. 跑到他们住家的那个大楼几十层楼到阳台，还准备跳哎。
There were many times she went up to the top of a roof to try to jump.
看到河水就跳哎。
And she wanted to jump into the river.
反正有机会自杀，就是要自杀。
And any opportunity she had, she tried to commit suicide.
魔鬼的工作很强啊。
So the power of Satan was very great.
所以后来请法师。
So they invited
在他身上做符。
Other priests of other religions to do incantations on her.
哪里的庙宇有能力，有神力，他们就往那边去。
And anywhere they heard of some sort of spiritual power, they invited them to
come. 花再多的钱都去。
They spent all of their savings.
搞到后来，爸爸也生病了。
So to the point where the father also fell ill.
这对夫妻的那个太太啊，是这个小姐的姐姐。
So this young couple, the wife was a sister.
他们夫妻已经在我们教会了。
And this couple was already baptized into our church.
特别跑来教会，请教会关心。
And so they came to ask for the church's help.
当他发作魔鬼扰乱的时候
，When Satan started to work,
他的呼吸很重
，She began to breathe heavily.
他的眼睛会转来转去啊
，Her eyes would move around.
你试试看看，让你的眼睛转一圈，你那个眼睛报销了。
If you try to roll your eyes around, it will be very difficult.
你用你的手挖进去，把眼球转一圈看看。
Can you use your own will and power to turn your eyes around?
但是她两个眼睛在一直转呢。
But it seemed like her eyes were moving around in their sockets.
这个很奇怪的事情哎。
It was very strange.
然后很凶哦。
And she was very fierce.
甚至这个日本的真理教在台湾也有啊。
There's even people who practice Zen in Taiwan.
后来也带他们到真理教里面去了。
And so they took them to a Zen temple.
然后花了两万块租一个符放在他的床头，没有用。
And they even spent 20,000 NT to buy a talisman, which did not work.
这个传道人就讲啊。
And so the preacher said,
如果可以出院的话，有机会出院，就欢迎来教会。
And if there's any opportunity for her to come out from this psychiatric ward,
他们在这个小房间祷告两次。
Come to the church. They prayed twice in that room.
过了几天，没想到安息日，这个小姐跟那个父亲真的来了。
And the next Sabbath day, actually, she and her father came to church.
安排那个姐妹在她旁边啊。
And there were sisters who were assigned to sit with her.
有时候她会正常。
Sometimes she was fine.
有时候不正常。
Sometimes she would act up.
她看到鬼跟着她哎。
Because she saw the demons were following her.
一不正常的时候, 看到那两个在姐妹陪着她的哦, 怕得不得了啊。
And when she started to act up, the sisters who were with her were very afraid. And as they were sitting next to her, they kept saying, Hallelujah. And,
那个两个姐妹说陪在她旁边那个毛发都站起来啊。
So the sisters who were sitting with her had goosebumps.
单纯忧郁症还勉强说得过去。
And if it were just a simple case of depression, it would be
one thing.
But when Satan starts to work, then it is much more difficult.
感谢主教会的带导,
but thank God through the power of prayer.
信徒的用心,
and the efforts of the
每一次聚会,
members.
晚上聚会, 安息日聚会, 就接送他们妇女,
so the members would take her back home.
哎, 慢慢地有进步,
And gradually, she began to improve.
大家带导为他们妇女祷告啊，没有间断哦。
And so all of the members continued to pray for her and her father.
神的工作就开始兴起了。
And so the work of God began to become manifest.
慢慢的平安了。
And gradually, she received peace.
这个时候她比较可以讲话。
And then she started to speak her, express herself.
她有一天呢，就跟我们传道人这样讲。
And so one day, she told the preacher.
他说：“我除了身体有鬼，
she said, apart from my having these demons,
我里面还有更大的魔神呢。
There is a lead demon inside of
me. 原来他的身体里面有很大的蛇在里面呢。
And she felt that there was a serpent who was controlling her.
哇，真的是魔鬼困扰着他。
So truly, Satan had her under control.
有肉体的生命没有用。
Even if you have a physical life, it's no use.
是被魔鬼辖制困扰的生命。
But it was a life that was controlled by Satan.
你再多的财产, 再多的钱, 有办法处理这个问题吗?
And no matter how much money or wealth you have, can you take care of this
非常痛苦耶。
It was extremely painful.
她甚至很长的时间没有睡过觉。
And she had actually gone for a long time without sleep.
我们一个晚上没有睡觉, 你隔天有体力吗?
So if you skip a one night's sleep, will you have energy the next day?
生命受到摧残嘛。
So she was extremely frail.
那像个人在生活嘛?
And she was not even like a true
非常可怜的,
living person. It was very pitiful.
如果我们遇到了, 我们怎么办?
If we encountered this, what would we
曾经想过吗?
Do? Have you thought about it?
但是, 有些教会, 神的福音工作, 很多勇敢的工人, 敢面对的。
But there are many very faithful believers who are willing to face this problem.
这个也是要神给的信心。
And this relies on the faith given by God.
那神安排这样的一个机会,
God has given this opportunity.
我们没有理由拒绝啊,
and if so, we don't have...
靠着主的名,
we should not reject
靠着神的大能,
this. Through the name of
借着主的怜悯,
God, the power of God and the mercy of God.
也要去面对这样可怜的妇女啊,
we have to do our best to help this kind of person.
终于有一天,
so one day,
他们觉得在主里面的平安非常好。
They realized that the peace of God was very great. And that they had a security in God.
So they
And so they decided to become baptized. So the church council decided.
找一个时间到他们家去处理偶像,
to go to their house to remove all of the idols.
教会用了一个比较大一点的那个货车啊。
So the church actually got a truck.
因为听说那个里头的偶像东西太多了。
Because they heard that there were many idol-worshipping things in their house.
他们自己不敢处理啊。
And they were afraid to take care of it themselves.
当然这个工作有教会的人来处理。
Of course, the church workers had to do this.
传道人就带领几个负责人了。
So the preacher brought several church council members.
还有一个执事，一个长老， 大家一起进去啊。
And a deacon and an elder to go together.
从那个房门就开始有那个符啊。
So from the doorway, there was already an idol.
一进去客厅啊，不是偶像，就是金的、铜的、银的、木头的，什么都有。
And as soon as you entered the house, everywhere there was gold and silver and bronze. Things stuck on the wall.
拿去这个放符咒的都有。
All the accoutrements of idol worship.
浴室里面也很多。
And even in the
厨房也很多。
Kitchen, the living areas.
那个收藏室仓库里面也很多。
The storage areas were all filled.
房间也很多。
In the bedrooms.
所以花了好几个小时，全部清掉这些东西。
So after many, many hours, they cleared everything.
然后再拿到一个地方，全部处理烧掉。
And they took it to a place and completely burned them.
后来他们就很顺利地接受在真耶稣教会里面赦罪的洗礼。
And so they were able to very smoothly be baptized with the remission.
从此他们就得到平安。
With the remission of sins, they were able to have finally great peace and live a normal life.
而且生命绽放出原本有的光辉。
And to manifest the light of life that was supposed to be theirs.
看到神再次用他的大能将跟随他、相信他的人不在黑暗里面走了。
So it also proved once more that those who believe in God will never walk in darkness.
得到了在耶稣基督里面生命的光。
And that they received the light of life in Jesus Christ.
原来他也很会献诗。
And she was also very talented in
singing. 所以他也参加了这个妇女诗班。
And so she also participated in the sisters'
choir. 所以每一次他站在前面献诗的时候。
So when she stood there and sang with the choir,
总是眼光碰到她的时候就感谢神。
Every time you saw her, you would thank God.
她本来在黑暗里面。
She was living in darkness.
没有希望。
At one point, she had no hope.
被魔鬼挟制。
She was controlled completely by Satan.
里面的鬼好强。
All the demons in her were very strong.
但是这一切在耶稣基督里面,
But when she found Jesus Christ,
都得到了拯救。
She was completely saved.
都得到了医治。
And healed.
让他享受人肉体生命应该有的生活。
And to receive once more the life that she should have.
而且他也得到了宝贵的圣灵。
She also received the precious Holy Spirit.
所以他也会服侍主。
So she was able to also serve God.
也重新再开始上班。
And also resume her career.
所以今天在我们真耶稣教会里面。
So today in the True Jesus Church.
我们有许许多多。 这样的神的大能的见证,
there are many, many testimonies also of the power of God.
真的让我们相信,
that allow us to truly believe
耶稣基督就是生命的源头,
that our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of life.
他怜悯人, 赏赐生命给人,
he has mercy on us and gives us life.
真的复活在他, 生命也在他,
he is the resurrection and the life.
他完完全全就是生命,
he is completely life.
我们非常盼望亲朋好友
So we sincerely hope our friends and family will also continue to study with us.
因为我们刚才所有讲的都在圣经里面。
Because all that we have said is recorded in the Bible.
然后用一个真实的见证来验证这位世人生命的主耶稣基督。
And we have shared this true and living testimony to prove that the Lord that we worship is the one who gives life.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
唱诗430首。
Let us now sing hymn 430.
接下来我们要一起祷告。
Now we will kneel down and pray together.
那这位世人生命的主,
this Lord who gives us life,
他应许许多的福气和恩典,
he has promised many blessings and grace.
如果我们愿意,
if we are willing,
随时可以寻找他,
anytime we are able to seek him,
虔诚用心地在他面前,
if we
跪下祷告,
pray with sincerity and with all our heart,
他就会进入我们的生命里面,
then he will enter our lives.
很愿意引导我们,
he is willing to guide us.
所以我们祷告的时候,
so when we pray,
我们可以坦然地到他的施恩宝座前祷告,
we can very openly come before his throne of grace.
他会使我们得到怜悯,
so that we can receive his peace.
在我们最需要的时候, 伸出他的大能的双手, 拯救我们。
So that when we are in the greatest time of need, he will use his merciful arms to save us.
我们祷告的时候,
when we pray,
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告,
we start by saying, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
接下来你要一直讲 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣,
and then say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord continually.
Hallelujah 跟赞美主耶稣的意思是一样的, 赞美神,
Hallelujah actually means praise the Lord.
那你在祷告的时候，你希望这位神能够进到你的生命里面。
So as you pray, ask God to enter your life.
你的祷告就要恳切。
You have to be very fervent.
要用心。
And use your
要努力。
Sincere heart.
因为我们是在跟那个创造宇宙万物的造物主这位神祷告啊。
Because we are praying to the Lord and Creator of the universe.
他若愿意，在他没有难成的事情啊。
In Him, there is nothing that is too difficult.
只是我们的祷告有没有到他的面前呢？
It is only a matter of if our prayers reach
him. 我们的内心的渴慕有没有得到神的感动啊？
Do we truly thirst after God and reach him?
一定要用心呢。
We have to use our heart.
要把握住每一次的祷告。
To use every opportunity to pray.
如果你常常这样做，你每一次就有很好的体验。
If you do this every time, you will experience God.
当我们得到从他赏赐来的圣灵的时候。
And when we receive His promised Holy Spirit,
本来你的嘴巴在讲 Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Originally, you would be saying Hallelujah.
这个时候，圣灵会感动你的嘴巴讲 Hallelujah 不清楚，后来就会发出卷舌音。
And then the Holy Spirit will move you so that your tongue will move in a spiritual tongue.
你就顺着它就好。
So just follow it.
你的舌头在自然的转动啊，这就是圣灵的凭证。
When you speak in a spiritual tongue, then this is the guarantee of the Holy Spirit.
昨天晚上有来个慕道朋友哈，有几位哈。
Last night there were several friends truth seeking.
有三位先生哈坐在第三排。
And there were three gentlemen sitting in the third row.
昨天晚上哈。
Last night.
其中有一个。
One of them.
我们听说我们信徒会给他圣灵论，给他教会的刊物。
And we had given him some flyers and information about our church, about the Holy Spirit.
他在其他的基督教会里面，原本在那边聚会。
He had also attended services at another Christian church.
看了以后，他很认同，而且很认真。
But after reading about the Holy Spirit, he believed.
所以他到前面祷告的时候很认真呢。
So he came to the front and prayed fervently.
结果。我们敬拜的耶稣基督
And so our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we worship,
就是祷告中赐给他的圣灵
gave him the Holy Spirit during that prayer.
昨天传道没有宣布是因为不了解他的状况
The preacher did not announce it that, yesterday because we did not know him very well.
经过周传道跟他谈以后感谢主他得到了圣灵
And after Preacher Zhou spoke to him, we realized he had received the Holy Spirit.
只要我们用心了，耶稣基督就在我们中间。
So as long as we are earnest, our Lord Jesus is among us.
所以我们非常有福气。
So we are truly blessed.
我们可以常常天天向他来祷告。
That every day we can always pray to God.
我们祷告的时候眼睛要闭起来。
When we pray, we close our eyes.
双手合着放在胸前。
And put our hands together in front of us.
让我们谦卑地跪在神的面前祷告。
And humbly kneel before God to pray.
我们的圣职人员、执事、传道会按手在我们头上。
And the holy ministers will lay hands on you.
加添给我们心力。
So to increase our
求神祝福我们。
And to ask God to bless us.
求神祝成全我们的祈求。
And to ask God to accept and
你其他的话全部都放在心里面。
Help us in our prayer. As long as we put our thoughts in our
hearts. 他知道我们内心的一切。
God will know all that we need.
我们就用心地向他祷告。
As long as we earnestly pray to him.
要想得到这个属灵的恩惠的。
So anyone who wishes to gain these spiritual
blessings. 也欢迎到前面接受按手祷告。
You are welcome to come forward to receive laying on hands.
我们现在就请要接受按手都到前面来。
So all who would like to come forward to pray, please do so.
谢谢。